Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's back to school time, and that means we're going to start seeing those big yellow school buses back out on the roads and a lot of kids along the highway as well. What do people need to be aware of?
Well, as students prepare to head back to school in the coming weeks, drivers must remember that they need to share the road with school buses once again. Here are a few reminders. Pennsylvania law requires motorists to stop at least 10 feet away from school buses when their red lights are flashing and their stop arm is extended. Motorists following or traveling alongside a school bus must also stop until the red lights have stopped flashing and the stop arm is withdrawn. Do not proceed until all the children have reached a place of safety. Penalties for failure to obey school bus safety laws can result in a $250 fine, 5 points on your driving record, and a 60-day license suspension. Parents are reminded to ensure that their children are at the bus stop early to avoid rushing. Students should stay where the bus driver can see them while boarding or exiting the bus. Please remember to put safety first as students return to school. And for more information, you can visit www.penndot.gov and search for school bus safety.
Also, as we go back to school, we'll have a lot of students who are going to be going into sports programs, and there's a lot to be aware of here, especially with students being exposed to the possibility of concussions. What are some of the details people need to know?
With many student athletes already back at school for fall sports practice, it's a good time to remind students, parents, and coaches to be vigilant about preventing, recognizing, and managing concussions. A concussion is a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump, blow, or jolt to the head, or from a fall or blow to the body that causes the head and brain to move quickly back and forth. Concussions can have serious short-term and long-term impacts, especially on young people whose brains are still developing. In 2011, the Safety in Youth Sports Act was signed into law in Pennsylvania, which requires schools to develop return-to-play policies for student-athletes with concussions, as well as requiring related training for coaches. For more information, including approved methods for dealing with concussions, you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Health website at www.health.pa.gov. Again, www.health.pa.gov and search for traumatic brain injury. Most importantly, if you think your child has had a concussion, seek medical attention, discuss the injury with the coach, and don't allow the student athlete to return to play without permission from a healthcare professional.
Also, we're coming up on the Labor Day holiday. That's the last big travel holiday of the summer. And there's stuff that people need to be aware of here when it comes to being out on the road and also the kind of celebrations that go on during a holiday. Give us some details.
The Pennsylvania State Police are joining with the U.S. Department of Transportation, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, which runs from now through the Labor Day holiday weekend. State troopers will conduct high visibility patrols and DUI checkpoints with a zero tolerance approach toward impaired driving. During the 3-day Labor Day holiday weekend in 2016, state police investigated 704 crashes statewide, including 61 crashes involving alcohol and 4 alcohol-related fatal crashes. People are urged to always drink responsibly and make a plan to get home safely.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.